Superintendent Jill Gilday leaves the Greenwich School District effective the end of July, and according to Park City Business Administrator Todd Hauber, she'll be in Park City no later than the 23rd of August. The chair of the Greenwich School Board, Peter Bernstein, told KPCW that as for Dr. Gilday's tenure with the affluent yet diverse public school district in Western Connecticut, our loss is your gain.
Yeah, she's a very experienced, nationally known superintendent. She did great work for us. I mean, I'm personally very sorry to see her go. But, you know, she's making a decision for her family. And honestly, as somebody that's made career choices based on family decisions, I get it. You know, she did great here, and she's left us in, I think, a really fantastic position. She's highly organized. She's been everything from a teacher to a principal to an administrator to a super. And so she gets what the actions happen at each level, how they affect everything else. I mean, she's really great.
The Park City School District and the Greenwich School District share some objectives, such as implementing the strategic plan and making big decisions on capital projects like new expanded school facilities. Bernstein says Gilday made great progress in the year she was there.
You know, she helped us move our strategic plan forward. We're in year three. I've seen more work this year than previously. We've done a lot of work on our master facilities plan. It's a 15-year capital plan for our buildings. We have a lot of work to do. Some very old buildings that are in need of tender love and care if we want to continue to use them into the future and set them up for what we call next generation learning.
Park City's Board of Education voted to implement later start times last year, but no time frame was set to roll it out. Bernstein says last year was their first year, and Gilday was a big part of addressing some of the unintended consequences of the change and preparing their district to handle the 2018-19 school year.
This was our first year doing it, so she came into a plan that was already underway, needed to make some modifications to it during the course of the year, and also set us up for some changes for next year. We had some issues with early dismissals for athletes. We had some traffic issues, transportation issues because bus routes had changed and timing had changed. We acquired a couple of extra buses for that. We had to find some practice fields for youth. We've got limited fields with lighting at night. Our students tend to have to leave earlier to get to athletic activities, and we were concerned about missed class time.
Bernstein says they have a 15-year master plan that includes significant capital projects for replacing and updating their schools. The Park City School District completed strategic planning earlier this year and will start the master planning process again this fall once Gilday arrives. In 2015, the master planning efforts resulted in a failed bond initiative. It will be up to the Master Planning Committee's findings before the board is willing to consider another attempt at a school bond. For the past 5 years, the Park City School District has worked to close the achievement gap with a variety of programs that include more individualized progress reporting. Early literacy programs, professional learning communities, and tiered support systems are programs Park City's previous superintendent brought to the district. Bernstein says they, too, have a different take on tackling the achievement gap issue.
In fact, it's very similar to what Dr. Gilday was using in her previous district, so it was an easy transition for her. She's definitely about individualized learning, and I think that's one of the keys to tackling the achievement gap, because it's really about what each student needs.
Greenwich School Board member Peter Scher was involved in interviewing and hiring Gilday and says she exhibited strong management skills, knowledge of personalized learning, and using data to track student achievement. However, school funding is tied to the municipal budget in Greenwich, and Scher says that was a difficult adjustment for Gilday. Park City school funding comes from property tax valuations, and the school board business is independent of the city. Bernstein is sympathetic to Gilday's decision to leave the Greenwich School District after 10 months because her husband had taken a job in Salt Lake City. He says she complied with her contract requiring a 90-day notice. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.